Well, Bahrainis have once again held demonstrations in support of their jailed leaders and political activists. Anti-regime protesters held rallies in several cities carrying photos of their leaders and chanting anti-government slogans. This as the Interior Ministry's watchdog says Bahrain's main prison is overcrowded. It says the prison is currently housing more than 1,600 inmates, while it has a capacity of 1,200. The Arab island state in the Persian Gulf has witnessed frequent demonstrations since early 2011, despite the regime's harsh crackdown on dissent. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, who is the director of IGN. He's joining us on the line from Washington. Mr. Al-Ahmad, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess where the Bahraini revolution stands at this point? There's been a flurry of political activity vis-a-vis this watchdog saying, you know, a prison has overcrowded, etc.
Well, you know, you have to understand that Bahrain has the largest political prisoner population in the world in terms of percentage of the population. This is a small country that has nearly 2,000 political prisoners, and that is the highest in the world. Yet the international community, especially the West, has been silent and supporting this dictatorship. So the crowding is very, very logical.
Right. So, Mr. Al-Ahmad, going forward then, do you believe that, you know, where do you believe that at this point the government will act in favor of trying to, you know, trying to, you know, control the situation of these prisoners in that overcrowded prison, as well as these rallies that continue throughout the country?
Well, the rallies will continue and the government will continue to oppress the population because it has regional support, it has Western support. And there is very little support coming to the population. You must understand this is a small population in terms of the region and a small country. And yes, they are the majority of the population who are protesting, but they are faced with a deluge of invaders from Saudi Arabia and the UAE, the deluge of mercenaries from the UK, the United States, and Pakistan, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, and other countries. So this is a tough fight, and I believe they will prevail at the end, but this is going to be an uphill fight for the Bahraini population.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad speaking to us live from Washington.